With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congress has just a few days to prevent another shutdown, this one exclusively affecting the Department of Homeland Security. At issue is federal immigration enforcement and demands from Democrats in Congress, which many see as unreasonable. These include banning federal agents from wearing masks, despite fear their identities will be publicized online, endangering them and their families. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the challenge is very real.
We got to navigate through all of that this week. I think we can. You know me, I'm an optimist. But if we miss that deadline, it could be detrimental because the Homeland Security bill covers not just ICE, but it's TSA agents in the airports, it's the Coast Guard, it's all these, you know, FEMA, all the other things. So we got to get it done.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will air when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says the U.S. held very good talks this week with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Milan Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open. Allison Kapaka was on hand for the opening ceremony.
We are so lucky to be able to see athletes compete in the mountains, in the natural landscapes that we have, especially here in Italy, in northern Italy. It's insane to see people on the Alps and see people in a completely different environment.
A record day on Wall Street Friday. The Dow gained more than 1,200 points, a close above the 50,000 mark. This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for so-called contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year as well for violating local religious customs. This is SRN News. Uber has been found liable in a sexual assault case.
A federal jury has ordered Uber to pay $8.5 million to a woman who says one of its drivers raped her during a 2023 trip. Uber has faced criticism for its safety record, much of it spanning from thousands of incidents of sexual assault reported by both passengers and drivers. Sarah London, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiff, said the verdict reached in Arizona validates the thousands of survivors who have come forward at great personal risk to demand accountability against Uber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The California Department of Public Health is urging people to avoid mushroom foraging altogether this year because death cap mushrooms are easily confused with safe edible varieties. Since November 18th, there have been more than 36 cases of mushroom poisonings reported, including 4 people who died. 3 had to have liver transplants. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.